You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are celebrating the power of people helping people here on RNIB Connect Radio, and an incredible £15 million in funding raised by players of the Postcode Lottery. And what makes this milestone so special is that it reflects a simple idea: people helping other people. Every time someone buys a ticket, they are helping someone else live more independently and with greater confidence too. Joining me now for a bit of an overview of how the funding has made a real difference to blind and partially sighted people through support for the RNIB's helpline and the work of the digital skills advisors is Mohammed, one of the RNIB helpline advisors, and Maureen, an RNIB customer who reached out to the RNIB helpline at the beginning of her sight loss journey. Mohammed and Maureen, it's great to have you both with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having us.
It's a great pleasure to be with you.
So firstly, Mohammed, do tell me a little bit about the RNIB helpline and the role of the digital skills advisors, which is being kindly supported through funding from players of the Postcode Lottery.
The RNIB helpline is the first point of call when you contact RNIB via phone. We have several advisors who can advise on a range of topics that are related to a visual impairment, whether that's for benefits, independent living, mobility, different products and services that might be available for someone who has a visual impairment, things to do with education, profession, in work, and also the digital skills team where I work. And that is to do with technology. So a wide range of technology products, services, what's available for people who have a visual impairment, but also those who are supporting people with a visual impairment. That could be a friend, a family member, a carer, a professional body, a teacher, QVTI, for example, could be anybody that has association with a visual impairment, either themselves or on behalf of someone else.
Mohammed, do share a couple of examples that show how the helpline and the digital skills advisors are making a real difference to the lives of blind and partially sighted people.
We have a range of examples. For example, if someone who has recently had vision loss and therefore they are not as independent as they used to be, or require some one-to-one support or some advice on where to go to get the support that they need, our helpline are a great port of call for that. Our friendly advisors, they can advise on a range of services locally and nationally through local authorities, through local societies, from national organizations like, for example, the Macular Society, joining various different groups. We also have befriending services at RNIB. So we have something called Talk and Support, where people can join calls and they can discuss various topics that would affect them as someone who has a visual impairment. And that could range from technology to daily living to how they get out and about with mobility, what cane they use, how to apply for a guide dog, all of that kind of thing is discussed. We also have things like the Living Well with Sight Loss courses. They are a series of sessions that cover a wide range of topics to do with living with sight loss, how to cope, what strategies to have, what equipment is out there for in and around the home, for example, for kitchen equipment, for different colours that might be useful, different glasses, all of that kind of thing. So our helpline can advise on all of that, make referrals to different services within RNIB. In addition to what I mentioned there, we have services for people that have a visual impairment who are working. So they may need an assessment to determine what equipment, what technology, what services they might benefit from within work. So we have an employment team. They can help with that kind of thing, applying for Access to Work, which is a government-funded scheme to support people that have a visual impairment who are in work. We have a young people and child department or a team that deal with young people and families, and they can advise on services that might be available from the local authority in schools, in education, what services might be available at home, what might be available socially, all of that. And again, also, they can make referrals to people that want to use technology who might have lost their sight or want to investigate a new product or service, and they can then refer those people to the digital skills team also.
Maureen, could you share a couple of ways that Mohammed has helped you through the RNIB helpline and through his role as a digital skills advisor, as technology is so important for us all as blind and partially sighted people?
I have been helped in so many ways, but I will try to pull out just one or two. I had heard of voiceover on the phone, but I had no idea how it worked. I phoned in with one or two questions about voiceover and how to use it. And I was given, first of all, an idea of what would become possible. When I suddenly lost my vision, I was as helpless as a baby. And what I needed to know was, what will I be able to do and how do I get there? So, first of all, I had one tuition session and very basic learning how to explore the numbers on my phone and practice that until I could manage it. Then I phoned back again a couple of weeks later and was then given a little bit of help to find the next stage, familiarizing with the keyboard. And it was very, very helpful to have it just built up one step at a time. A different occasion, I wanted to know how to access talking books. I knew of smart speakers, but I didn't know what they can do. So the difference between getting a talking book in other ways and on a smart speaker was that it's all audio controlled. And I then learned that the smart speaker can open books for me, can bookmark them. And that was a great step forward to being able to read again. Books are very important to me.
Maureen, what was your life like before calling the RNIB helpline and chatting with Mohammed? And how has Mohammed, I suppose, helped you after chatting with him? How has he been able to advise and support you?
Before I phoned the RNIB helpline, I was completely lost. I had no idea what I would be able to do or how to achieve that. So Mohammed was able to explain how much a person without vision is actually able to adapt in their life and become proficient with. That was very important to me. I knew that there was technical equipment available out there, but I did not think about apps which would take the pressure off my life. For instance, would be able to see for me what was around me in the cupboards, in the room. And suddenly I was able to find support to work my way around my own home, my own rooms, and to find things that I had dropped, to find out what letters in my post were saying. I was not on my own with the apps that the digital helpline team were able to explain were available to me. So I was no longer on my own, and Mohammed on the digital skills team explained, certainly with one app, how to use it. And then, when I did not fully understand what he had explained to me, he started all over again, explaining how to do it in a different way. The patience of those digital skills team is just amazing.
Mohammed, it must be so good hearing Maureen's experiences of how you, as one of the Helpline Digital Skills Advisors, have been able to help her, which certainly shows the power of people helping other people, just like how the players of the Postcode Lottery are helping the RNIB's work and to make it possible too.
Absolutely. I think Maureen's story or Maureen's journey is something that the Postcode Lottery should be very, very proud of. The referral for Maureen came from one of our helpline advisors to the digital skills team. And all of us in the digital skills team have been supporting Maureen, not just myself. We've all been absolutely delighted with the progress that Maureen has made. And every question that Maureen has been asking, because in the digital skills team, all of us have lived experience of visual impairments. We have varying degrees of a visual impairment. We all use technology. We're all very passionate about accessibility, technology, information in different formats. So we were able to relate the questions that Maureen was asking to ourselves, because we have asked those questions to people that have been on helplines like this that we used to talk to. A lot of it is perseverance, a lot of it is patience, a lot of it is persistence. And this is what we encourage all of our customers to have. Also, every question that Maureen has asked, we've asked before. And obviously, a lot of it is self-taught, but then we have the experience and the knowledge to relay that information to Maureen in a format that she can understand fully. We reiterate various concepts in different ways. We are happy to do that. And Maureen and all of the customers that contact the digital skills team, they can do so as many times as they want. They don't have to feel that because they've had support this morning that, you know, tomorrow morning they won't be able to call back because they've already had it. They can call back. Anybody can call back at any time. And we'll be more than happy to support and reiterate things, go over things, send out correspondence so people can do their own sort of research and homework, if you like. So all of that is part of the digital skills team. And we are always developing our skills. We are always looking for new ideas, new concepts. Technology is something that is never going to stand still. There's a new idea, a new device, a new concept, a new application that's always going to be there. So in the field that we're in, we have to be ears to the ground and fingers to the pulses so we can keep up to date and be able to relay that information to our customers like Maureen. And we're all very tight-knit. We bounce ideas off each other as well, and we're always developing. So, as I said, we're more than delighted with the progress that Maureen's made, and long may it continue.
The partnership with players of the Postcode Lottery is so important to the work of the RNIB. Thanks to funds raised by players and awarded by the Postcode Care Trust, RNIB has received an amazing £50 million in flexible funding since 2018. Well, to find out more about the RNIB helpline and how one of the digital skills advisors could help you, do either visit the RNIB website, rnib.org.uk, or call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. And to find out more about the Postcode Lottery, do go to postcodelottery.co.uk. Well, thank you so much indeed, Mohammed and Maureen, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio about the incredible support from players of the Postcode Lottery to the RNIB helpline and the role of the digital skills advisors.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all. It's been a pleasure to be here.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.